Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. The Jason Wilde en route to the biggest Packers game of the year edition. And the Happy New Year edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN Wisconsin app, live video streaming on Twitter, on Facebook, and on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Jason Wilde is not hosting the entire show with us today, but he is scheduled to appear more than once during today's program as he is on the way to Minneapolis.
He's just got to have it, doesn't he?
He can't take a day. You know what? I don't blame him. By the way, so I'm Jesse Nelson. I'm normally the producer of the show. I am getting over a cold.
You don't blame him.
Because
his wife yells at us thinking that we're like forcing him to come on the show.
Well, it's not.
You know that's what happens.
It's the first show of 2026. It's a Friday leading into a Packers game. He's our Packers guy. He's going to Minneapolis to cover the game. I mean, the game stinks and is pretty irrelevant in the grand scope of the season. But, I mean, there's storylines abundant from the last couple of days since you've been gone, Tausch, that we're going to talk about. He's the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. So we've got Trevon Diggs is coming to Green Bay. He's a Packer now, apparently.
Sure.
The quarterback.
What's the other storylines?
A former quarterback who, did he go to the playoffs with Atlanta? I don't know if he did or not.
Jordan Love is having a baby. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That's great news.
Jordan and Ronica.
Love that.
Yeah, great ways. Yep. Some positive news to start 2026.
Absolutely.
Desmond Ridder is coming to Green Bay, a former starter in the National Football League.
He beat us with the Falcons, but we don't care. That's irrelevant.
Luke Fickell's guy. Okay. Yeah. You can talk to Fick about everything we need to know about Desmond Ridder. So that's what we got heading into the, what have we called this? The Channel3000.com Bowl, because it's on CBS this weekend. The Tito's Vodka Bowl between the Packers and the Vikings, noon on Sunday. Lots to talk about as we get set for it, Tausch.
As I said earlier this week, once Green Bay lost to Baltimore and the Bears, how this all shook itself out, this was going to be the Bishop's charity game. This is a preseason game. And this, I thought once Jordan cleared protocol, maybe he'd play a little bit just to kind of get his feet back wet and, to feel like he's back into it. Green Bay decided not. He's had good couple days of practice, according to the reports. So this is kind of the reality. You're going to more than likely go in with a four-game losing streak, which nobody – this game, again, does not matter one bit. It's going to end up sucking for us because it's going to cost us our Hard Rock Casino Rockford bet, which is real irritating. By the way, Jesse, can you check Hard Rock Casino Rockford Christian McCaffrey MVP odds? Because
I'll get right
on – thank you, Jesse. I saw on GetUp – probably Tuesday or Wednesday, he was at 500-1. And I was thinking that's crazy talk because if he has a monster game tomorrow and San Fran wins the one seed, he's going to win the MVP. Or he should. Whether or not they give it to him, I don't know. But it's worth a flyer. So I didn't check Hard Rock Casino Rockford yet. If Jesse can get that up, I will let you know more. But this game is... this is a preseason game, and there's no other way. I'd love to sit here and pump it up and say that it's the most important thing ever. We all know. I'm not going to BS our audience. It's not.
844-770-3776 is your way into the show on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. And perhaps if you can find faster than me Christian McCaffrey's MVP odds, according to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, that would be greatly appreciated because I am struggling to get the internet up and running for me here to figure that out right now. 844-770-3776. So we'll get
Now, I will say this, Jesse. Yeah. The acquisition of Diggs is very interesting to me.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a minute. So I was on with Ben Brust on Tuesday afternoon hosting Kyle Brust and Norman, which I heard you snubbed us. You were supposed to appear, and you said, nah, I'm good. And I thought Brust and I didn't snub you.
I took a day off. I had family in town. Yeah, I'm not jumping on with
Jason's
you guys.
Jason's taking a day off. Look how hard he's working yet today. Anyway, I thought Brust and I were your favorite combo of hosts working together, and I was disappointed to hear that you didn't join us on Tuesday.
You guys are great, but if I could celebrate Christmas with my family, I'm going to do that over.
We'll allow that in this one particular moment, I suppose. So we were on Tuesday afternoon when Trayvon Diggs was released by the Cowboys, and Rob Domofsky hopped on with us. We said, like, is this actually going to be a thing? Are we actually going to do this? And all of us were kind of unanimous, like, nah, this isn't somebody with the red flags that have – you know, come up in Dallas over the last couple of years. The way that this ended, getting released with 1 week to go, just didn't seem like the kind of move the Green Bay Packers would do. We all kind of universally agreed, yeah, they're probably not going to be in on this. And then lo and behold, New Year's Eve, we're drinking champagne on Wednesday evening, and suddenly we see Trayvon Diggs is getting signed by the Green Bay Packers, according to Adam Schefter. And then the team makes it official. This is a real thing. They acquired him. So what did you make of that decision by Goody to go ahead and try to add some depth as a former Pro Bowl corner with 1 week to go in the regular season after he gets released by the Cowboys?
Yeah, I thought, why not? Yeah, you know, you're not putting a ton of money into it. You get an opportunity to have somebody that has played corner at a very high level, is a turnover machine when he's healthy. And this just showed me, I think Micah Parsons and Jordan Love have a, you know, with the same agent as Diggs, I think they got some clout. And they're, I think, jumping in. And I'm sure, you know, you could say that Goody didn't put that into the equation. I don't know. But what I do know is, at this point, you have roster spots. Why wouldn't you take a flyer on somebody that has been you know, a big-time performer? Granted, that was 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. But our secondary needs a playmaker, especially at the corner spot. We've seen that if he can come in and make one play, it's worth it. So I love it. It's something kind of uncharacteristic, but I think it's because this season, it's the end of the season. I don't think if you're looking long-term, is this something that Goody would have done? No. But for a short-term flyer like this, I think it's a no-brainer move that you bring somebody in and you can maybe strike lightning in a bottle. And if that happens and you win a playoff game because of it, it's well worth the $400,000 that it's going to end up costing you.
I think you're spot on with that. I just am shocked that the Packers actually did this. It just doesn't seem characteristic of something that Goody would do traditionally. So I love it. If it does make the team better, if it gives you a better chance to go win the Super Bowl, then I'm all here for it. For those of us who aren't as well versed in how this all works as you and Jason and others are, can you share with us the difference between being claimed and being signed? Because I'm already seeing in the YouTube comments some people are correcting me, saying he was not signed by the Packers. He was claimed off waivers by the Packers. What is the difference?
Surely. So he's under contract with the Cowboys. The Cowboys release him. So I believe it's 24 hours or 48 hours. There's a waiver claim. It basically is the teams that stink the most get the first right to grab players. So the Raiders, if the Raiders wanted him, he'd be a Raider. And it goes down that way. So Green Bay's probably, oh, I don't know, in the low 20s, upper teens as far as where they're at in waiver rights, because they're going to end up being the seventh seed. Probably the team with the, outside of the division winners, the worst record in the NFL to get into the playoffs, which, again, is mind-boggling. But Nobody picked him up until that point. Green Bay puts a waiver claim in. They are the first team eligible that decided to do that. It doesn't sound like anyone else did. So they take on his contract as it currently states, which there is no guaranteed money after this year. Otherwise, Goody doesn't do this. And it's basically you're getting 1/17 of his contract, and he's going to make the playoff shares, which every player makes the same amount of money once the playoffs start. So it is a low risk, potentially, you know, fruitful acquisition. And you go from there. Now, if he had cleared waivers, he would then have been free to sign with any team for whatever contract him and his team worked out with that team. That is the understanding I have of the waiver wire.
We will learn more from Jason and Rob Domofsky, who are both scheduled to appear throughout today's show. 844-770-3776, the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. List is more. That was the exciting news from the last couple of days. And Jordan Love and Ronica are having a baby, so congratulations to them. The other exciting news, Tausch, Clayton Toon will be getting the start on Sunday in Minneapolis for the Green Bay Packers at quarterback. No Malik Willis. Jordan Love clears concussion protocol, but he is still not going to get the start. He may be the backup to Clayton Toon on Sunday afternoon. Name that tune. Clayton Toon gets the start. What does that mean to you, old T?
Well, it's a great opportunity for him, but as a football fan and as an analyst, when it's week 18, I'm just not – it tells me we definitely don't need to expand this schedule. That's what this tells me. I have been on the – I always thought 17 games was too much, 18 is going to be too many. And the fact that you look around the league and there's three games of meaning, maybe four. I know there's a little bit of jockeying yet with – but Philadelphia is not even playing their guys, and they have a chance to be a two seed.
Yeah, that's shocking.
They're not going to – it's not that shocking. All of that tells me it's great that this, but you shouldn't be playing preseason games when you're playoff teams at this point. I don't like it. I am looking forward to seeing what he can do and how Matt LaFleur approaches this against the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to come out and really amp up and try to win a game. So that part will be intriguing, but I'm just not all that intrigued watching August football in January. I don't know if I could be any more clear.
I think you've made yourself very clear. There are a lot of games with...
Are you intrigued by this?
Not one bit, no. We're going to do Christmas, rescheduled Christmas with my mom and dad on Sunday, and the game was going to be a focal point of that, and I think we're at the point where we'll have the game on, but it'll be okay if we're opening a couple of gifts or helping prepare some stuff in the kitchen or whatever while the first half is playing out. It's not going to be that significant to keep an eye on, I don't think. It's going to feel like a preseason game. I think you're spot on,
Riley,
with that.
Are you... I just wonder where fans are at. We always like watching Packer football. Everybody agrees on that.
Yeah.
This actually might be worse than a preseason game. Preseason, you're at least like, oh, this jockeying to see this and this. This is such an irrelevant game for us because we've decided that's the way it's going to be. I don't know what are we even looking to take away from this game. Preseason, you always have takeaways. What are you looking to take away from this game?
Are there any contract incentives that guys are playing for? I haven't seen that list yet, but there might be one or two of those. If there's, you know, the receivers, but or how much can you judge the receivers on Clayton Toon throwing them the football? You're just going to want guys to avoid injury, which didn't happen last year, so that's why none of the guys are playing. I don't know.
What time's the Bears game this week?
325.
Right, three, okay.
Yeah. It's a 325 game. The Saints and Falcons game could have significance depending on how Panthers and Buccaneers plays out on Saturday afternoon. That might be the biggest game in the noon window. I'm struggling to find the most compelling storyline, which could bode well for our green-gold game preview.
Just as a fan, outside of seeing Toon, which I will find a positive here. Malik Willis will more than likely not be back with Green Bay. This is an audition for Toon to put himself in the mix to be the backup quarterback. If he plays well, he could put himself in the position. Green Bay will still bring other guys in, but he can pole position himself to be the backup if he plays well. That is all I can come up with. I can't come up with anything else.
So we'll take your thoughts on that. We've got a couple of callers waiting to jump in with some other commentary for us as well. Your chance to get in right now, the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. How jacked up are you for the Week 18 finale in Minneapolis between the Green Bay Packers
just
and
imagine
the Minnesota
if there
Vikings?
Was a week. Just imagine if there was another week of this yet.
Well, if there was another week of this, then I don't think tomorrow would, or Sunday would look like what it is. Because then, if there was another week, the Packers could still play their way up to a 6 seed, a 5 seed. They could even catch the Bears still, theoretically.
Let's get more games
would help the cause, I think. No matter what.
Yep, more is better,
I mean,
always.
Let's not act like this didn't happen when there were 16 games in the season. There were a lot of times where 16th game resulted in Clayton Tune starting.
But then we got to the playoffs the next week.
We're getting to the playoffs the week after this.
Let's go. I know. Let's get it moving. I'm ready to go. I don't know how anyone realistically can say adding more games is going to be good. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I am a staunch advocate for not doing it, and I'm going to lose. I know that already. The cake is baked. It's just whether or not they're going to throw what kind of frosting. I don't know what else we could say. I will say this because we don't have Pello this morning. I had a very interesting conversation with one of the Academy members, and he found a landing spot for Malik Willis that I think is where he should go and would really bother the Green Bay Packers. I'll tell you where that is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today, although Jason is scheduled to appear coming up with us in just a few minutes. He'll join us for the Green and Gold game preview.
I cannot believe Christian McCaffrey's at 25,000-1. That is crazy.
We do have
Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Riley, you just sent me that, right?
The official numbers are in, plus 25,000 for Christian McCaffrey, NFL MVP odds. You going to make the 60-minute drive down to Hard Rock and place that wager here this afternoon?
Yeah, I legit might. So just help me. Because as always, when I have a thought, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's idiotic. Matthew Stafford played his way out of it last week. He's not going to play this week.
Most people would suggest that, yes.
McCaffrey has had a big-time year. He's sixth in the league in receptions. Sixth. The 49ers have a chance to be the one seed. If he goes out and has a night tomorrow night and the Niners end up with the one seed and Drake May doesn't play or plays minimal for the Patriots, this is the perfect storm. The Niners could end up with the one seed, and McCaffrey, you look at his stat line of touchdowns and receptions and yards rushing, he's the best player on the best team when their quarterback missed 7 weeks. Why would he not be the MVP? Help me understand.
Because Drake May helped lead the Patriots in a resurgent season to, at the most important position in the game, to becoming a number one or number two
seed. So did
Bo
Nix.
Yeah, but Bo Nix is viewed differently than
Drake
May.
And he's not even the one seed. They're not even the one seed.
What Drake May has looked like in the offense with a first-year head coach there in Mike Vrabel, compared to what he looked like last year and the difference that made in the success the Patriots had from not being a playoff team to being a playoff team is why the argument would be made for Drake May to be the MVP, plus the numbers to go with it. Are you open to that argument, or are you just going to say Christian McCaffrey?
No. I understand it's a quarterback award, but this is one of the rare years. They wanted to give it to Stafford. He had the bad game, so they're going to pull that. They're going to be the 5 or 6 seed, or the 5 seed, it looks like. So I don't know what else a guy would have to do. McCaffrey stayed healthy. He's been awesome. And he needs a big game tomorrow night. The way that it's at 25,000 just is crazy to me. If it was 700, 800, okay, I get it. 25,000, like, to me, he should at worst be second. And if he has a day, he can overtake it. And it could be pretty reasonable to think he should get the MVP.
So we've got a couple of callers on hold on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. You also have a tease to pay off for us about Malik Willis and a landing spot. Why don't you do
maybe
that?
Maybe I'll tease. Jason's coming up next, right?
Jason is scheduled to appear next. Let me just make sure.
I'll tease and let Jason respond first. So let's get to your calls, and
okay,
then we can go do it that way.
Let's go to Josh in Kenosha on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line, 844-770-3776. How excited are you for the game on Sunday? And plus, I think Josh wants to say a thing or two more with us here. Josh, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. Happy New Year to you both. Hope you're doing great on this Friday.
Happy New Year to you too, Josh.
Beautiful Friday. Absolutely.
It is. First thing, Jesse, you did an outstanding job on Tuesday with Ben Brust. I thought the high-low segment was wonderful.
Yeah.
End of year is always a great time to do some reflection. So,
is this your brother-in-law?
That
who is this, Jesse?
It is not. My brother-in-law wouldn't be this
who
nice.
Who is this guy?
Think.
He is loving up some gel this morning.
Josh in Kenosha. Hey, I appreciate you tuning in on Tuesday. Josh, we did have fun. I tolerated Brust for a whole 3 hours.
I also want to show some love to Tauscher, too, because I 100% agree more games in the regular season is bad. These guys keep getting hurt more often because they don't practice or train in the off season. They need to expand the rosters if they want to expand the number of games. The Packers basically sitting their starters is not good for Jordan Love, missing basically 2.5 games going into the playoffs. The Packers could definitely lose 5 straight to end their season now, depending on how the playoffs go. Not a good look for Matt LaFleur as well. Also, since you guys talked about Hard Rock and some wagers, if you took the over-under for both Minnesota and Green Bay, you're probably going to end up losing those wagers like I did, because Minnesota is most likely going to win because Green Bay feels like they're throwing the game. If you remember, the Minnesota line was 8.5, Green Bay's was 9.5.
Yeah, it's tough.
We know that.
So even as a fan, I'm pulling for the Packers.
Thanks for the reminder, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right,
I know.
Josh, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. 844-770-3776. So, Tausch,
Jesse, if you'd have told me when we made those wagers in June, and then when 4 weeks ago, before we headed to Denver, that we are going to lose everything, I'd have told you you're nuts.
8 wins in the first week of December. We just need one more.
You ain't going to be nuts. We literally are going to lose everything out of it. It's unbelievable. But if I can find my way to get down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, I can make it all back
with Christian McCaffrey. We might have to make a special trip here this afternoon. I got time. I can make the run. So what do you make of Josh's point there that this is bad for Jordan Love not playing in this game, although he's cleared the concussion protocol?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there's always that fine line between, you know, where you want to put a guy at risk when there's no reward. I do think Jordan could have started and played, even if it was 3 or 4 series, just to get back in there, because you could tell me that you're practicing at full speed and you're doing all that, and that's great. They're nothing like a game. And especially Minnesota, it's going to be, I don't know what kind of environment it'll be up there, but Minnesota, they showed up when Detroit came up there. You have Flores coordinating, so you're going to see some pressure. I don't know if all of that plays into it, but I'm okay with it. I want him as healthy as possible going into a playoff game. I feel confident if Jordan Love is healthy and ready to go, we have a good shot going down to Chicago.
844-770-3776 is the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. Is today or is now the time for you to be open to hearing big picture trade proposals? Because that's what I hear Boomer in Athelstein, which I love Athelstein.
We can hear
where the
them.
Cabin is.
You're up in, it's up by Krivitz, up
in
that area.
Yeah, up in the Krivitz area. That's where our cabin is.
So I'm open to it because when I teased about Malik, it's not a trade, obviously, because he's – but what I can't stand is when we're sitting here the eve of the playoffs, you have college football playoffs rolling, getting into the semis, and guys breaking down quarterback play for first and second overall picks. We literally have all of February, March, and April. We have three blanking months to do all of it. You're going to pick the weekend before the number one seed gets decided. All of this the day after two really good college football games. And that's when you're going to start picking that? I can't get on board with that. I don't want any draft talk until the week between the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship. That should be the new barometer.
Okay.
Ahead,
all right. Let's a new standard has been set for Wilde and Tausch. Okay. So tread carefully because I love Athelstein. We're going to bring in Boomer and Athelstein, but Tausch has the right to cut off Boomer at any point if this goes too beyond what we should be talking about here this week. So with that being said, Boomer and Athelstein, welcome to Wilde and Tausch. Wait a minute. Riley's on the phone. I don't know if he's going to. Boomer, do we have you there?
Yes.
All right. Good morning, Boomer. What you got?
Good morning, guys. First off, I want to just say that I love to have Willis back, and I think Dobbs is our most consistent wide receiver. I'm looking ahead to 2026. Ouch. Can we tag Willis, send him, Dobbs, and Gary, since Gary's not going to be around anyways, send him to Oakland for Max Crosby?
Yes, let's do it. Sign me up, Boomer.
Yes.
You know who's not going to do that? The Raiders. That's who's not going to do that.
They need a quarterback.
Well,
they do, but they can. But here's the deal, Boomer. We're not going to tag him because we're just not. It's going to the tag price is going to be very, very heavy, and we're not going to do that. So that part is not going to work. Rashawn Gary's going to get released more than likely, so the Raiders could get him for nothing. And Dobbs is also a free agent, so we would have had to have done that probably in October if we were going to make that trade. And by the way, I would have been all in. Goody would have been all in. Everybody but the Raiders organization would have been all in on that move.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Enjoy
you too. To have a brew.
Enjoy the meat raffle tomorrow. Boomer, appreciate you. I don't know
I'll
him.
Tell you what, I enjoyed Boomer's thoughts on
it.
Boomer's it. Boomer, I listen, I love big ideas. Boomer had big ideas there. It ain't going to work, but that's – trust me, how many people have done big ideas that don't work, but then they fail and they figure it out?
And you get one. Yeah.
This one's going to fail, and they're not going to figure it out. But Crosby will be on the trade. I do think Crosby will be available, but not – for that package, not from the Green Bay Packers.
We have two great Wilde and Tausch callers on hold. We have time for one of them before we get to Jason Wilde for the Green and Gold game preview. Riley Yauch, filling in as our cousin sub of the day, producing the show today.
What if we say this? You get 30 seconds and you got to be done. Get both of them and do 30 seconds. Let's go.
That's nicer than me making Riley choose one of them. So, okay, 30 seconds
on the
clock.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Riley, put them on. Let's go.
Ron and Sheboygan, you're on Wilde and Tausch. What you got? You have 30 seconds.
Brief, brilliant, gone. There's an old adage in the National Football League. He can take his and beat yours, and then he can take yours and beat his. That's why I'm watching the game on Sunday. For all of the Matt LaFleur detractors out there, what if he sets up a game plan and goes up to Minnesota, the house of horrors for the Green Bay Packers, and beats the Minnesota Vikings, who have won four games in a row with Clayton Tune at quarterback? It's a possibility. Then I don't want to hear from these MFL or these MLF guys say, he needs to be fired, he needs to be gone. If he goes up in a week in which he just said he's never seen anything transactionally or roster-wise, like he's seen this week with the Green Bay Packers, and they still go up and beat the Minnesota Vikings, all of you that say Matt LaFleur needs to be fired can sit down and shut up, because he's going to do something that nobody would have thought possible.
All right, Ron, thanks for the call. Tausch, what do you have to say about it?
47 seconds.
Yeah, a little long. Riley, let's watch that. A little long here.
Here's the deal with what Ron's saying. I think all that is cute and great, But if he loses to the Bears the next week, nobody's going to care. I promise you nobody is going to care that he outdid with his guys and the other guys. And it's a good line. And Ron's, I like Ron's line of thinking on it. But if we go up, beat Minnesota by 20 and then lose to the Bears by 15 and get knocked out of the playoffs, I promise you, Ron, nobody, LaFleur detractors or lovers, will have anything to say about this Minnesota.
No, we're not going to be
period
having a,
thin.
We're not going to be having a conversation in May about Matt LaFleur's job status. Say, yeah, it didn't go well in the playoffs. But remember that Week 18 Clayton Tune game against Minnesota? That's not going to happen. I agree. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Eric in Green Bay, welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Timer starts now.
We're learning a lot about each other.
Hi, Morgan. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Apparently, Matt Hamilton's here also. Hi, how's it going, good. Eric?
I hope you had a great new year because that intro just cost me 11 seconds. One quick thing. The Bolt-a-thon standings, Molly Brown has an opportunity to join Craig Karmason in the winner's circle after predicting the Packers would only lose one divisional game. Flipping the script from going 1-5.
Wow, that's big
year.
Drama. Okay.
That's good stuff.
Would a win here possibly inspire the team and lead to any momentum? I am done. 29 seconds.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Timed himself.
Well done.
Thanks, Eric.
So, obviously, it always is better to win, but I am convinced when you make the decision that you tell guys in advance that Jordan's not playing, that Josh isn't playing, it's not going to carry over a ton. Win, lose, or draw this weekend. We get beat by 20. It's not going to be, oh, boy, we just got beat by 20. We have no chance against the Bears. And if we win by 20, there'll be some good juju going. But it will all just end because you're going to hear every coach player say it's a new season. Everybody's at 0-0. So regardless of what the result is on Sunday, no, it's not going to carry over a ton into next Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, whenever Green Bay ends up playing.
Who says we only take calls on Mondays? Look at that. We squeezed a few in here before we even get to our green and gold game preview.
I love Eric's self-monitoring. That was fantastic.
Good. That's good.
Really well done.
He is very accountable as he's kept track of our Bold-a-thon predictions throughout the course of the season. Can't wait to review those in a few weeks as well. Coming up next, Jason Wildy joins us en route to the biggest game of the year, Packers-Vikings, Week 18 in Minneapolis. He is on his way to cover it, and he'll join us for the green and gold game preview. That's next on Wildy and Tausch. Tausch again. It's been Jesse and Tausch for the first 35 minutes or so of the show, but joining us now en route to the biggest game of the season, the Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings in the Week 18 regular season finale, it is Jason Wildy. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
August football in January is a really good line by Old Boy. That is really well done. So, kudos, Mr. Tauscher. Kudos.
All right, Jason. So you're driving up. You're taking the crew. You're going to have a great weekend up in Minneapolis. And I think you probably had hoped that this game maybe would have been to either win the division or whatnot. It's not. What are you most intrigued? Because we're trying to find intrigue. The only thing I could find is that this gives Clayton Tune an opportunity to put himself in the front runner seat to be the backup quarterback next year if he plays well. What say you?
Yeah, you may, again, two for two, my friend. Look, I'm going to write this story on Sunday. You know me, I love preseason football. I am in a very small minority of people that feel that way, but because I love stories, I think this is a really cool rarity, not for the viewer necessarily, as much as I know everyone will be tuned in to Channel 3 in Madison to watch this game. Very rarely do you have guys that this is a huge audition for them in a game that counts. This ain't preseason. They're actually going to scheme it up as opposed to the vanilla of preseason. And so the Jalen Simpsons and the Shamar Bartholomew's, guys that no one had ever heard of, and probably many of our listeners still haven't heard of, who we're going to get opportunities, right? I think that is one of the things. I was talking to Jeff Hafley about this yesterday, and he had a great line. And you know this, having played in the NFL. One play can change your entire life.
Yep.
One of those guys has one of those moments. But to me, if that doesn't move you, which I totally get, Diggs is playing. Like, they are clearly going to put Trayvon Diggs out there, probably for extended time, and get a look. It may even cost me my story that I'm excited to write today, which is Bo Melton could play both offense and defense in the same game, because Jeff Hafley kind of tamped that down a little bit on me yesterday. But, look, I want to see if Diggs is any good anymore, because he could be a huge pickup or he could be a dud, and he's not going to help him that much. I mean, as you like to say, the league comes at you pretty fast. 2021 was a long time ago when he had 11 picks and he was a first-team All-Pro. But maybe a change of scenery, being in a place where his best friend in football, Micah Parsons, is, where two of his former Alabama teammates in Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs are, and the guy that recruited him to Alabama, Derek Ansley, is the defensive passing game coordinator. Maybe this is the place where he can be the player he once was. And if that's the case, another one of Goody's brilliant low-risk, high-reward signings could really come to fruition.
Jason, how much of the Micah Parsons relationship, I'm not saying Micah's the GM, like maybe a former quarterback chimed in, how much of that played in, do you think, to Goody signing him?
Well, I'm sure Goody did his due diligence, right? So I'm sure he talked to Ansley and to Jacobs and to McKinney and to Micah Parsons. And I bet he probably called Mike McCarthy, right? Because Mike coached him in Dallas and said, is this guy, how big of a headache is this guy? I mean, we are talking about someone who the last straw for him was, and I didn't even think this was an unreasonable request, but I think it speaks to how he was probably viewed in that building and what a pain in the keister he was, that he wanted to stay in Maryland after the Christmas game and spend Christmas with his family and not fly back. You know, maybe a different player who has not been the way he has been the last couple of years, who did not allegedly drop a television mounting bracket on himself while he was trying to install a television and gave himself a concussion that forced him to miss 6 weeks. Maybe he would have been allowed to stay. But, you know, that was the last straw and they cut him. But I think more than anything else, I'm sure even though Goody asked all the right questions, this is desperation. That's exactly what it is. I mean, they lose Kamal Haddon. They lose Nate Hobbs. So I know Nate Hobbs didn't have a great season. But I did physical, hear Jeff Hafley talk about how physical he was yesterday three different times.
Yep, very physical.
And great scouting.
And let's be honest, on the flip side, they did bench in the game on Saturday night Carrington Valentine for not being physical, right? I mean, that's why Kamal Haddon was on the field to get injured. So I don't know. I haven't scouted. I didn't see Trayvon Diggs against Arizona the last time the Cowboys played him, so I don't know whether he's physical sufficiently or not. But they needed corner help. And as much as I love the Bo Melton and the Jalen Simpson and the Shamar Bartholomew stories, you know, whatever this guy's shortcomings have been, the dude's been a stud in this league at one point. So, the contract, there's no risk to the contract. There's no guaranteed money left. They're paying him $472,222 this week. Could be another $58,000 if he plays in the game. But after that, like, that's it. They can say, okay, thank you for your service. Or they can say, you know what? We're not bringing back Nate Hobbs. You know, we'll restructure this deal. We'll guarantee a little bit of the money for you. And we'd like to keep you. You get to play with your guy. You know, I mean, their moms are good friends, Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. So, you know, he said he'd like to stay as long as they'll keep him. Obviously, I don't know how long that'll be, but there's an opportunity here that maybe a change of scenery will actually help him. But let's see what he does on Sunday first.
Well, how about that for a storyline? Tausch, look at that. This game just got a whole lot more interesting with Jason en route. Jason Wilde joining us as he's on his way to Minneapolis for the Packers and Vikings regular season finale on Sunday. Jason joins us in part to help out with our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
Jesse, if I may, I'm going to hijack this segment.
Great.
Today.
All right.
I don't get to ask Jason a lot of questions. So, Jason, what went into the decision by Matt LaFleur to not play Jordan Love a snap after he's cleared the concussion protocol up in Minnesota?
Last year's regular season finale. I mean, okay. We all remember Christian Watson tearing his ACL, but I think people forgot. Jordan Love banged his elbow and had no feeling in his throwing hand. I think that scared the bejesus out of Matt. He doesn't want to take any chances. Now, I will tell you this. You guys know, and I've talked about this many times, Jordan Love, there's plenty of times when things were combative with his predecessor in press conferences. Not frequently, but occasionally. Jordan doesn't operate that way, but he got after somebody a little bit yesterday for suggesting that that practice is not going to be sufficient to get him ready. And he basically looked, I missed a couple games. And there was a little bit of an edge to his answer. So they think that they have,
hey, Jason,
they think that they, yeah.
Come on. Jordan Love knows better. Like, practices are great. Come on. You're telling me practice is the same as Flores putting an all-out blitz in your face in front of a loud crowd up in the Metrodome or whatever they call that place now? Come on, Jordan. Like, there's a difference. Yeah, that's why they play games.
That is why. There's also risk versus reward, though. And I think,
yes.
You know, the guy's played 51 games. He started 51 games in this league. Do you really want to – and to your point, Tausch, about Brian Flores, I don't know about you, I don't really feel like exposing him to that. You saw what he did to Jared Goff last week on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Again, with nothing to gain, do you really want him under siege from that pass rush? I don't. I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze there. And the fact, you know, I don't know if I know Jesse's, you know, gotten a lot of help on clipping my questions, but I probably had one of my least polite questions yesterday to Matt LaFleur when he said that Jordan could be the backup to Clayton Tune. And I said, Matt, you know you'd be kicking yourself if something happens to Tune and Jordan has to go in and then something happens to Jordan. It defeats the whole purpose of not playing him. And he said, the problem is you only get two practice squad call-ups. You only have 48 guys active on game day, so that might have to be the route they go. And I'm like, then what the hell is Desmond Ridder doing here? Like, I can't imagine that you would do that. But the fact that he said that at least means that there's a tiny part of him that has thought about that as an alternative if they're trying to get other guys onto the game day roster so they can sit certain players.
The Green and Gold Game Preview continues with Mark Tauscher interviewing Jason Wilde. Tausch.
Okay, Jason, what are the other healthy scratches going to be for this game Sunday in the Channel 3000 Bowl?
So, obviously, Josh Jacobs, who is technically healthy, but really not. There's no way in God's green earth he's playing. You know what I thought was interesting, and I haven't written it yet, and I didn't get to talk to you guys the last couple days. J.J. Enagbare indicated that he's not expected to play. Which, does that mean that Rashawn Gary is going to play?
Snap count guy.
He may have to be a high snap count guy in this game. So, look, I think Xavier McKinney won't play. There's no way that Zach Tom, who I don't think would be technically a healthy scratch either, but they're going to keep him out for another week. You know, we'll get the injury report later this afternoon with the designations, but I would think McKinney, I don't know if they have enough, and this is part of the problem, and you know this, Tausch. The one reason this game isn't like August is you don't have a 90-man roster. So
correct.
Some guys are going to have to play, even if you would rather they didn't. Do you play Javon Bullard and Evan Williams? Right? Like, you don't have Zane Anderson.
I don't play Evan Williams.
I wouldn't either. But then, it puts them in. I understand Matt LaFleur's concerns, but again, the reality is there are certain players that you absolutely positively have to keep safe if this is the way you're going to go. If you had decided to just play your guys and say, we need to play and, you know, danger be damned, then you play everybody and you cross your fingers and hope. But that is clearly not what they're doing.
Tausch, we typically do three questions for the Green and Gold game preview. Is there one more you would like to ask Jason as we preview Packers-Vikings in the Channel3000.com Bowl?
Yeah, how important will turnovers be in who wins this game?
My last question
in seriousness is, I was listening as I went over to Mission Barbecue and picked up our big dinner on Tuesday. I listened to you and Balaga on Tuesday. And it feels like there's a big change. You guys said this needed to be a game where you got guys out there. You can't go into the playoffs resting guys. And it feels as if things changed a little bit. Is that a Flores thing, or is that just the more you looked at it, you guys started saying maybe it's best to rest the guys, give them, because Jordan Love's going to end up going almost a month without really playing.
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know about you. I don't know where you. Matt LaFleur told us otherwise. My opinion hasn't changed. I still don't. Like, this is a rarity for me as the helicopter beat writer. I think they should be playing some. They've lost three in a row. Like,
yeah.
I think I'd rather have them start to get things moving in a positive direction. Even if you lose the game, but your starters play well for the first half, I think there is value in that, but obviously Matt LaFleur disagrees, and again, he is completely spooked by what happened last season against the Bears in the finale. That is the only explanation, because he was Mr. We got to play our guys last year, and now he's the exact opposite.
All right, last thing for me, Jason, as you are joining us again at the 11 o'clock hour, correct? That was at least what I was told. I didn't see the show sheet.
Correct.
From Jesse. All right. Tell me why this isn't a great idea for everybody but the Green Bay Packers. Malik Willis going to be a free agent. He has been fantastic. He has earned the right to go and try and win a starting job. He is not going to get here, even though there are plenty of Packer fans, including some in my family, that think, well, why don't we keep Malik Willis and trade Jordan Love? I said, that's crazy talk. What if I'm Malik Willis, I'm going up and I'm starting with Kevin O'Connell in the Minnesota Vikings next year. Get a one-year deal of like somewhere between $15 to $20 million. They have all kinds of cap space. They have a quarterback they don't really believe in. Make it a competition. You get to work with Kevin O'Connell. That, to me, if I'm Malik, that is the perfect landing spot. Tell me why I'm crazy.
Well, you know, as much as I would love to tell you that you're crazy, that would mean that I'm crazy because I said the same thing. So, once again, put on the T-shirt.
Wow.
I agree with Tausch. Totally agree. Now you and I would also agree, though, that there are probably going to be a few other opportunities where he could flourish. Now, I don't know where those necessarily will turn out to be.
Yeah.
But this one, I agree that this would be the best one because I think he beats out J.J. McCarthy. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Totally agree. Yep.
And he's got the quarterback guru as his coach. He could basically Sam Darnold himself. He could be Sam Darnold.
Yes. Yes. I really.
Like, you tell me
really
he goes to Oakland/Las Vegas. That'll be a disaster.
Nah, they won't do
that. And then all of a sudden he's a setback.
Miami is the one I'm interested in. If they keep McDaniel, they move on from Tua.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad one.
You got Mike McDaniels, that system. Yep, you're right. That's not bad.
I'm not sure why you wouldn't fire McDaniels,
job,
but okay.
Well.
Yeah, not bad.
Apparently they're not. So
Cleveland would be a disaster for him. Run. Like, Minnesota's the spot he should
go
if the money can make sense, that is the place he should go.
couldn't agree more. I agree with Tausch. I didn't pack that shirt for my trip. I wish I did.
It. That's too bad. Jason, we will catch up with you a little more than an hour from now as we
great
do our
segment, Jason. That's the best you've been all year.
Headlines.
That's the best he's been all year.
I'm just here to tell you, great questions. It's always about the questions when it comes to
that's
this
true.
Show.
That's true.
Thanks, Jason. Safe travels.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you in an hour.
Jason will
take care, be good.
En route to Minneapolis as we get set for Packers-Vikings coming up on Sunday. Clayton Toon getting the start at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Every time I say the game's coming up Sunday, I see this little smirk on your face. Like, you just know that August football in January is exactly what's happening this weekend. I love it. Time now for trivia. Willie and Tausch trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs. It's week 18, caller 18 for Wisconsin Geography Friday.
Let's go.
How about that? Kicking off the new year with Wisconsin Geography Friday. There is a theme to this, and it comes with I think it's an exciting announcement. I'll share that with everybody as we get set for trivia coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Caller 18 right now at 844-770-3776. You get to play Wildy and Tausch trivia on a Wisconsin Geography Friday. Caller 18 right now, 844-770-3776. Wildy and Tausch trivia is coming up next on Wildy and Tausch. Again to Jason Wildy joining us en route to Minnesota. We will catch up with him again in the 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. Still one segment to go in our opening hour. Jesse and Tausch holding it down here in our first show of 2026, getting you set for Packers and Vikings. We're going to play Wildy and Tausch trivia in just a moment. It is a Wisconsin Geography Friday. And Tausch, this is going to become the theme for our Wisconsin Geography Wednesdays coming up here. So I am excited to share this. So ESPN Wisconsin will be broadcasting WIAC basketball games throughout January and February, powered by the ESPN Wisconsin app. So you can stream the games one a week. We're going to do 8 games, one at each campus of the WIAC schools. So we're going to be traveling the state.
I love this.
And it will be yours truly making the trip to each of these schools to call those games coming up here in January and February. Heck yeah.
So that's great. You're doing play-by-play. Who's doing color with you? Are you doing it solo?
It's going to be solo with a rotating cast of potential color commentators joining us from the different schools and communities.
Sure. Do we know what days that's going to be? Because I'm fairly certain you'll be taking off the next day then. Is that an accurate assessment?
So our first game is actually tomorrow afternoon. It's a Saturday afternoon tomorrow. A great game to start this adventure with everyone. Top 10 matchup, women's basketball, 10th ranked UW-Whitewater at number 3 UW-Oshkosh. A team that was in the Final Four last year. So we're in Oshkosh tomorrow afternoon. 3 o'clock tip on the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'll be on the call tomorrow afternoon. That is our first stop of our tour of the WIAC in January and February. And then the rest of our games will be on Wednesday nights throughout the next 2 months. Okay. So Wednesday night games.
So a lot of Thursdays off for Gel.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Now, will we be doing video as well with this? Will this also be video?
It is a audio adventure, at least to start, and then we will see if we can open this up a little bit.
This is such a great idea.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I've told you and Hunter, like, our prep stuff with the video, it is dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So this is such – and. The WIAC, they got River Falls going for a Stag Bowl championship, I think, on Sunday.
Sunday night, yeah.
It is great, great sports.
Mm-hmm.
Football, but whatever it might be. So I bet Domofsky will be excited about this because his kid plays up at Eau Claire. This is great. I could not be more excited about that announcement you just made.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be part of it. It's something I've wanted to tap into for a while, and so I'm really excited that everybody's on board, and we're going to be able to bring that to you. So fans of college sports around the state can tune into the ESPN Wisconsin app tomorrow afternoon, top 10 women's basketball, 10th-ranked UW-Whitewater, number 3 UW-Oshkosh, and then we'll have games Wednesday nights, the rest of January and most of February on the ESPN Wisconsin app. So our Wisconsin geography trivia each week is going to be about the WIAC school city that I'll be traveling to that day. So for this edition, questions about Oshkosh as we get set for Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. Performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
And we welcome in today's contestant. Here's a city that I will not be traveling to during our WIAC tour of the state, and that is Maguanago, my least favorite city in the state of Wisconsin. Chris in Maguanago. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch Trivia. How are you?
Thank you very much. I do the announcing for Maguanago football, so I can appreciate your affection
before.
For Maguanago. We have met. Yes.
Yeah, I love Chris is actually my number one favorite person from Maguanago, more than Up North Joe when he grew up there, and definitely more than Josh DiMaggio and some of the other teammates I know who have gone to Maguanago High School. So,
My daughter went to Maguanago High School with Josh, actually.
Wow, a small world, huh?
I know. All right. Let's hope I know anything about Oshkosh.
Yeah, so these questions are not about Maguanago. They are about Oshkosh.
Hey, Chris, is Muskego, how would you say Muskego's foot? Are they tough, physical? Because that's always a fun matchup. What would you say Jesse's alma mater? How would you describe Muskego?
It is always a great battle. It's now it's almost like a campus now. So, and they're going through a transition with their new football coach. So
yep.
We'll see what happens there.
Legendary Ken Krause calling it a career at Muskego. It's going to be a big change for the Warriors. All right.
Yep. And Maguanago Wrestling beat Muskego Wrestling earlier this year. So,
well, can't win them all, I guess. We'll win all the other ones. Question number one for you, Chris and Maguanago. The city of Oshkosh is located along the banks of which major Wisconsin lake? Lake Winnebago, Lake Loosebago, or Lake Drawbago?
Lake Winnebago.
Yeah, that was an easy one. He's got it. One for
pretty
one.
Pretty easy. It's nice.
Thank you for the layup.
Still the holiday season for one more day here. Question two. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located southeast of Oshkosh? Southeast of Oshkosh. Shawano, Sheboygan, or Shiocton?
Sheboygan.
Tausch was thinking about it. It is Sheboygan. You got to go across the lake. And it is along the banks of Lake Michigan. But yes, Sheboygan, located southeast. Shawano to the north. Shiocton, I believe, is south? I don't actually remember now that I looked at the map. Maybe north.
Shiocton's north of Appleton, I think.
Yeah, it's got to be north. Well, that wasn't the question. Question number three, Chris and Maguanago. Latitudinally, which of these attractions found in or around Oshkosh is located farthest north? Which of these things in and around Oshkosh is located farthest north? Is it Titan Stadium, home of the Oshkosh football team, the EAA Aviation Museum, or Oshkosh Arena, home of the Wisconsin Herd?
I'm going to go with EAA.
As you drive up 41, it's off to your right. And that's actually the farthest south of the three options, unfortunately, Chris. Tausch, you have a guess?
Titan Stadium.
Titan Stadium is furthest north in the city of Oshkosh. Chris, good performance. You got two out of three right. That means you have three of the possible four entries for our prize pack from Cousin Subs and Iron Jock that we'll draw for a little bit later in the show. Congratulations. Thanks for playing. Awesome. Good luck to Maguanago in nothing, and appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for the honesty.
Chris in Maguanago, our contestant for Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. We are way behind, including an appearance from Rob Domofsky coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, so we'll get to our weekend preview very quickly to start the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.